All right, quickly, we have Dejo Ogeyinbo with us right here this beautiful morning. It's some days to the most important game of the season for Plateau United. I mean, this is the biggest game of their lives as far as just stadium is concerned. A win today, a comfortable win, we ensure that they go into the morning spinning group stages of the CAF Champions League. What is your honest opinion about this showdown?
Well, for Plateau United, it's a game of huge magnitude for them, which the ramifications might be dire. For the first time, they're looking to enter the morning spinning stages of the CAF Champions League, which is the group stages. They were able to sail past Eden Sports in the preliminary rounds, 4-0 in aggregate. And when they went to Sousse to play the Tunisians, they got a drop in, if not for two late goals from the duo of Rafael Ayagua as well as Tosin Omoyele, that give them a bit of respite to at least have a chance of still qualifying. But bottom line for them is they have to bring their A game on Sunday when they meet these Tunisians. Now, the team seemed a bit fatigued in their game against another Tunisians. That's the MPFL game just a few days back. They lost by goals or nothing. Boboye, for the first time this season, shuffled the team. Ayagua, likes of Solomon Jr., all did not start the game just because he was there to the rest of them for this key fixture too. Overall, the Tunisians have got experience. The last time they came here to Nigeria to play a CAF Champions League game, they defeated AIMBA got a pretty good result against them. So that could be some sort of positive that Plateau United can draw from. In fact, the last North African team to come here to play the CAF Champions League was Zamalek. That was last year, where they came to defeat Enugu Rangers at the Cathedral itself. So, I mean, they always have it's good when it comes to playing the real matches. Bottom line is, the simple task for Plateau United is to get at least two goals and make sure that the Tunisians don't score. And that's really important for them. It's a huge possibility. Fine, the Tunisians have got the edge as regards to the head-to-head now as it is now. But I still get the feeling that Plateau United have got a pretty good chance to qualify to the group stage of the Champions League.
Are you confident that after 90 minutes on that day, or possibly extra time and penalties, Plateau United will win?
Honestly, they can win. Them qualifying, it's the question. It's very rare for these North Africans to come to Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, not to score an away goal. They just are masters of it, and that's where Plateau needs to be very careful. In as much as they want to eat them on the counter and probably score two quick goals, they should still be wary or cautious of their defense line. Maybe the midfield that the coach usually employs, just Jimmy Ambrose as well as Ayagua, you could probably play a three-man midfield, bringing a Benjamin Toba that's still a Lazarus fan in the middle too. Again, Ibe Johnson can come from the wings and play there too. Tosin Omoyele needs to eat his scoring boots. It's really important if the team is to get anything from these results. And more importantly, Solomon Jr. needs to keep his head calm. Overall, I still feel they should go with Dele Ajiboye at the back for me if they have any chance. His experience better than Okemito Odah. Fine, Odah has kept 6 clean sheets in the MPFL this season, but he doesn't have the experience that Ajiboye comes with. You could see the simple goals he considered over there. So I think I'm pretty confident of a win, but I'm not confident of them qualifying.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Chicken Abba. Anytime.
Too much.
Thank you.